who delivers babies in Canada has shifted over the last few decades towards care by specialist obstetricians rather than family physicians. Most previous studies conclude that the outcome of care is the same, but there remain some concerns. For example, the delivery of an obstetrician might increase risk for women who could be safely handled without a specialized approach. I'm Dr. Matthew Stanbrook, Deputy Editor for CMAJ, and today we're speaking with Dr. Chris Aubrey-Bassler, a family physician and associate professor in the Primary Healthcare Research Unit at Memorial University. In a new CMAJ research article, Dr. Aubrey-Bassler and colleagues at Memorial performed a large retrospective study comparing hospital births across Canada delivered by family physicians or obstetricians. Dr. Aubrey-Bassler, welcome.
Thank you.
This is a study about who delivers babies. So let's start off with who is delivering babies in Canada right now. How does it break down?
My study looked at 06 to 09 data. 73% obstetricians, midwives about 4%, and that leaves 23 or so percent by family docs. Now, there were a small handful, I think less than 1%, that were coded as delivered by other providers in our data set. So, you know, they might have been coded by an eMERGE doc if there was an urgent delivery. We excluded those from the data set because we assumed that those were urgent deliveries for whatever the reason might be.
And how much variation is there across the country in who delivers your baby? And what does that depend on? Does it depend on where you live? Does patient choice play a big role? Are there other factors?
The biggest one probably is where you live. So, rurally, there's a much higher percentage of family doctors that are doing the deliveries than there are in urban centers. But even amongst the urban centers, there's a huge amount of variation in the proportion of deliveries by family docs. I didn't look at the urban centers independently, but what we did look at in our paper is we divided the data up into quintiles based on the proportion of deliveries by family docs. And across the quintiles, it ranged from about 4% in the lowest quintile right up to close to 65% of deliveries by family docs in the highest quintile. Those quintiles were divided at the home hospital level. So if a woman... it was the catchment area of the hospital that she lived in, and we calculated the proportion of deliveries by family docs for the women living within that catchment area of the hospital. And there are reasons for that. It might seem a little bit unusual to do it that way rather than doing it by the delivery hospital.
So there is a fair bit of variation that sets the stage for your research. And yet it's also been recognized that over the decades, there's been a shift towards more deliveries being done by obstetricians rather than family physicians. Tell us why that is.
I think in general in medicine, there's a shift towards lifestyle being a more important deciding factor in making decisions about career, about specialization and whatnot. And I think you'll agree that obstetrics is probably on the end with a relatively poor lifestyle in terms of on-call requirements and up in the middle of the night for deliveries and that sort of thing. I think people for whom lifestyle is an important choice in their career decision making, I think it's fair to say they're selectively choosing family medicine over other. I mean, it's not by any means the only determinant there in career decision making, but I think there's a bit of a selection there towards family medicine. So because lifestyle is a concern, they're less likely to do obstetrics in their practice. And so the default then becomes the obstetricians to do the deliveries. That'd be one reason. I think there's also concerns around malpractice. Malpractice insurance rates are very high in obstetrics. I think there's less tolerance and risk in the last decade or so relative to prior decades. And so a fear of risk probably pushes people away from doing obstetrics, especially non-specialists and non-experts.
So you're saying that the main determinant of these trends has been at the provider level then. It's that fewer and fewer family physicians are being willing to do deliveries, and that forces the trends to go that way rather than it being people deliberately choosing to be delivered by one or the other type of practitioner. Is that correct?
I think that's probably the main determinant. That's my opinion. I suspect, though, that there's also patient-level determinants as well. I think there's an increasing push towards specialization by patients. It certainly doesn't apply to everybody. But I think there's an increasing interest by patients to be seen by specialists, thinking that outcomes will be better by specialists. And so there's probably a push at the patient level as well.
And what about midwives? You mentioned before that they're just a small proportion of deliveries, but how do they fit into these trends?
I believe the data shows that there's an increasing proportion of deliveries by midwives as well. And so after I just finished telling you that there's an increased push towards specialization, I believe there's also a subset of the population that is pushing to have a more patient-centered delivery process and call it a specialization in a different way than what obstetricians typically specialize in, how they typically practice. I think midwives offer an approach to delivery that is significantly different than what most physicians are taught in medical school, practice in different ways, and that strongly appeals to a subset of the population, so that many of the women who would have chosen a family physician in decades past when midwives weren't as available are choosing midwives now to get that family and patient-centered care that they don't feel they can get from medical providers.
Now, let me play devil's advocate for a moment. I assume it's fair to conclude that just about anyone delivering babies regularly in Canada, regardless of their specialty, has been well-trained. They've been certified to be competent to do that. So then why would anyone think that there would be a difference in pregnancy outcomes between deliveries by family physicians compared to obstetricians? And if there are concerns about this, who has those concerns mostly?
Well, first of all, I would agree with you that I think the training by and large in Canada is excellent for obstetrical providers, and that it is fair to assume that outcomes would be good across the board. But there is also some literature that suggests in certain areas, the more specialized a provider is, that outcomes are better. And so I think there's a tendency to generalize those findings into other findings. And so the assumption is that in low-risk pregnancy and low-risk obstetrical delivery, that that outcomes may be better with specialists, with obstetricians, rather than family physicians. There are a small handful of family physicians who do very high-volume obstetrics, but by and large, most family physicians do, it's part of their practice. They do other things as part of their practice as well. And with increased volume, there's the assumption that higher volume results in more familiarity with managing problems and therefore better outcomes. So I think there is the thought at the provider level that increased specialization results in better outcomes. There are also policy level decisions that seem to suggest that an assumption is being made that obstetricians have better outcomes as well. So now there are lots of different reasons for these policy decisions. I'm not saying that this is the only reason, but increasingly obstetrical deliveries are being centralized at larger hospitals, larger volume centers. And there is some scientific literature to suggest that not the provider, but that outcomes are better at some higher volume hospitals as well. Higher volume hospitals is typically where obstetricians practice. So if you want to make the assumption that one of the reasons for those outcomes being better at the higher volume hospitals is that obstetricians practice there, then that might be part of the process that goes into those decisions as well.
And are there also concerns in the other direction that obstetricians may be doing interventions during delivery that may not be necessary, especially for low-risk pregnancies?
Absolutely. And you'll see that raised through the literature in different papers, and also through the some of the lay press and websites and opinion pieces online, for example, that it's a common opinion that obstetricians are more likely to intervene, so more likely to use vacuum to assist delivery, forceps to assist delivery, and to use cesarean section. When the indications for those are not perfectly clear, there's a bit of a subjective decision-making process that goes into using those interventions and deliveries. But our data didn't actually show that, and that's not universal across different papers. Some of the papers that have examined that don't actually show that relationship. They show fairly consistently that midwives have a lower, call it a procedural delivery rate, that includes all those different types of delivery I talked about, but that the analyses that look at family physicians versus obstetricians vary. Some show that association, some don't show that association.
Now let's talk about how you did your new study that you're publishing in CMAJ. This is an observational study. Where did you get the data for it?
So data came from the Canadian Institute for Health Information, CIHI, that collects all discharge data, so all hospital discharge data across the country, except for Quebec. There's a different data collection process in Quebec. It was just a little bit out of our capability to do that.
Now, one issue in trying to study this question is that there are always going to be pregnancies that would seem to mandate the involvement of an obstetrician, aren't there? I mean, there are pregnancies that are recognized up front to be high risk, pregnancies that develop problems late in gestation, urgent things that happen during labor that need an emergency C-section, for example. These are inevitable. So how did you handle those circumstances in your analysis?
Various ways. I mean, this is an issue that comes up with any observational study, and so there are lots of different approaches to handle that. The traditional approach is to use a multivariate regression analysis and to control for those risk factors that might result in adverse outcome or the designation of a woman and or her fetus as high risk antenatally, and we control for those. So those are incorporated as covariates in the multivariate regression to adjust for the impact that they have on adverse outcome. The other thing that we did is to control for the women who intended to be delivered by a family physician or a midwife, but then needed an obstetrician intervention regardless of what the reason was. The patients for whom a family physician or a midwife was coded at any point in the chart as being the most responsible physician, those patients were assigned to the family physician group. Because typically the patients that then required referral to an obstetrician are those that underwent a complication of some sort that required more specialized intervention. And so it wouldn't be fair to assign those just based on who the delivery provider was, because they would tend to be have a higher risk profile. So those patients, as I mentioned before, those patients were assigned to the family physician group. We think that we got a reasonable division between the family physician and obstetrics group of those patients that were intended to be delivered by family physicians, but then were actually delivered by an obstetrician.
Now, your study used a special method called an instrumental variable. Many of our readers and listeners may not be familiar with this. Perhaps you can explain, without getting too technical, in general terms, how using this analysis allows your study to be perhaps better than previous studies that have tried to answer this question.
The unobserved confounders in my data, so the confounding factors that will impact on outcomes but were not recorded in the data set, would be something, the example that I gave in the paper, I think is gestational diabetes. In most jurisdictions, most hospitals, a woman with mild gestational diabetes would be eligible to be delivered either by a family physician or by an obstetrician, whereas women with severe gestational diabetes would almost universally, we weren't really designed to look at this, but I can tell you just from practice experience that pretty much in any jurisdiction they'd be referred to be delivered by an obstetrician. But what effectively that means for my analysis, because the severity of the gestational diabetes is not recorded in the data set, is that effectively the woman with mild gestational diabetes delivered by a family physician would be considered equivalent to the woman with severe gestational diabetes being delivered by an obstetrician. And of course, we all know that the severity of the gestational diabetes is also a risk factor for adverse maternal and neonatal outcome. What this instrumental variable approach allows is to adjust for those unrecorded variables, those unobserved variables in the data set. There have been studies that look at reanalyzing data from previous studies and comparing the results of instrumental variable analyses of observational data, and they have very, very similar results to those obtained from randomized controlled trials. So that would suggest, of course, it doesn't prove, but that would suggest that it is better.
So you use this special instrumental variable technique, and at the end of the day, this allows you to compare family doctor deliveries to obstetrician deliveries. Now, what's left out of that, of course, is midwives. You excluded midwives from your study. Why did you do that?
To be honest, the first time we analyzed the data, we did include midwives, and we ended up with essentially identical results to what we got when we excluded the midwives. One of our co-authors, when I sent around the paper for discussion and we were discussing the analytical approach, suggested that the comparison wasn't very clean if we included midwives because of the reasons that we talked about earlier here, the thinking that there's a different approach to deliveries by midwives and that they're considered in obstetrical circles to be non-specialists in obstetrical delivery. And so for the reasons we mentioned before, they might be thought to have worse outcomes than other providers. So we worried then that the criticism of our paper would be that if we compared family docs to both obstetricians and midwives together, that the midwife outcomes would be sort of pulling the obstetrician outcomes down a little bit to the level of family physicians, if you want to think of it that way. That was not the case, I can tell you. As I said before, the outcomes were, our analyses were essentially the same as what we found here now, but we worried that we'd be criticized if we did that way. So that's why we did it. Now, we would also have liked to analyze midwives separately, either compared to family physicians or to obstetricians in a similar fashion using the instrumental variable technique. But one of the criteria that's necessary for the instrumental variable approach is a wide range across your data set, a wide range in your instrumental variable in order to attain a suitably powered study. And I can't remember the exact numbers, but the proportion of deliveries by midwives across the country only ranged from about 0 to 10% or so, I think. So quite a narrow range and insufficient to provide us with sufficient power to do similar analyses, unfortunately. So we need a much, much bigger data set to look at midwife deliveries in a similar way.
Fair enough. Now let's come to your results. So this is family physician deliveries versus obstetrician deliveries. Your main question was, do these specialists differ for perinatal mortality or for maternal mortality and morbidity? So what
Correct.
Did you find?
We found that there was no difference between, so we had both of those outcomes. We analyzed those outcomes separately in separate regression equations. We previous studies have tended to focus on perinatal mortality, although there are a small number that look at maternal, the maternal outcome. We wanted to look at both and found no difference in the outcomes between specialists and family physicians when using the instrumental variable approach. The relative risk for perinatal mortality was 0.97, and the confidence interval overlapped 1 by a significant margin. The relative risk of maternal morbidity was 1.13, and again, the confidence interval overlapped 1 significantly. So non-significant differences between the outcomes between those two groups.
So given these results, what is your advice now for physicians who are either delivering babies themselves or referring their pregnant patients, and for those patients themselves who have a choice of providers?
So because of what I mentioned before with the instrumental variable techniques, what the econometricians talk about is that IV-adjusted analyses, instrumental variable, they apply to policy-type questions. They can't be applied to the individual patient level. So I just wanted to mention that caveat. I think, of course, we are going to be making decisions typically at the patient level. And so insofar as a patient is similar to other patients across the country who would be eligible for delivery either by family physicians or by obstetricians, then it's reasonable you'll get very similar outcomes regardless of who delivers the baby.
Well, these are some valuable new data. Thank you for taking us through them and helping explain them to us.
Thanks very much for the opportunity.
We've been speaking with Dr. Chris Aubrey-Bassler, Associate Professor in the Primary Healthcare Research Unit at Memorial University. To read the research article he co-authored, visit cmaj.ca.